We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show.
Hey, shout out to everybody that's eating their stress away and how it doesn't work. Hi and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show, summing up what went down for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I don't even know what I'm supposed to say anymore. I gotta rewrite that intro, but I've just been too dang stressed and I saved myself from swearing right there. That was awesome. Oh, man. I just weighed myself this morning, and let's just say the last 2 weeks of the nonstop drinking and eating garbage has really not paid off for me. he cries. I hope you're well. I hope things are going okay for you, and I hope that your taxes don't become a storyline in American politics. This is so crazy, but I worry that we're being misdirected. If anyone had any doubt that President Trump was not paying much in taxes, like, he can, in theory, afford to hire the richest people on the planet to make sure that he doesn't have to pay any tax, right? That's like the whole idea of being like a gazillionaire or a pretend billionaire in his case. You can just, I don't know how, personally, because I can't even do my own taxes. I have to pay someone to do it. But you could pay someone to figure that out, right? How to make all your spending. Like, every meal that he eats as the president, I'm sure, I know that costs him money out of pocket, but that's a write-off then, right? And so you just do that with everything. Well, it was for being a president. Well, golfing is about being the president. Well, everything is about being the president. Just write it all off, right? It's got to be that way. So, I feel like there's, like, scarier stuff that was found from there that we're not paying attention to. I wonder how it's going to work. How's the election going to go? We're 5 weeks away tomorrow, and I have literally no idea how it's, like, none of the data, nothing makes any sense, because I don't believe any of it. I really just don't have any idea. And then what happens after the election? Oh, my God. Okay. Too much there, and I'm not smart enough to... I'm not smart enough to break it down. All right, so what happened this weekend? Ooh, those freaking Seahawks. That Russell Wilson is good.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 400 new confirmed cases from yesterday alone. The day before that, way more. We're trending in the wrong direction again. Stay away from each other. Jeez, my neighbor's having 20 people over for a Seahawks party. The wrong idea. Speaking of which, how about that Russell Wilson? He's pretty good, huh? That Seahawks offense looks super solid. The defense, though, could just stop letting it come down to the last play of the game. My God, my neighbors are going to have a heart attack stressing out about whether or not they get to light off their fireworks. Let's shine some light on the Seattle Storm. They're headed back to the WNBA Finals after sweeping the Minnesota Lynx. The championships tip off on Friday as Seattle hopes to bring home their fourth. The winningest top-flight franchise in the whole city. Right behind them, Seattle Sounders FC, big 3-1 road win, 2 goals for Christian Roldan, and 1 for Mercer Island's own Jordan Morris. Heads to the skies tonight, you'll look north by northeast, I think that's how you say it, to find the Aurora Borealis, potentially. It might be too light pollution-y over Seattle, but if you get out a little bit into the wilderness and the further north you go, the better shot you got.
You just got news.
Sorry, I don't remember which news that I'm putting in there, and I think I talked about the Trump thing twice. They call him a wizard? That's funny. Okay. Anyway, so I subscribe to Wired.com online. The Wired is a cool old magazine that we used to read when we were kids about nerdy stuff. It's like one of the things that informs nerd talk. They're having a special where you pay $5 and you get a year. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to obviously do that. And it's super cool. Oh, the story that I want isn't from Wired. Oh, no. I hope I can find it again. This could be You know what? I'll play the nerd talk that has it, and then we'll figure out which one I skipped. This is such a disaster. I apologize. Oh, I think I skipped the chitin one, right? Yeah, I think so. So at Wired.com, I found a story about how NASA is looking at this research that these scientists, I think in like Singapore or Taiwan that we're doing in the Far East, they were doing research on how you could use the building blocks of crustacean armor, like shells, like a shrimp, for instance. And you could use that along with the regolith or the moon dust or the whatever it is on Mars soil, to be able to start making structures and physical elements there. It's so expensive, like $10,000 a pound to get stuff into space, that first you have to build the infrastructure up there and then be able to like get an asteroid there. So, you know, it's going to be impossibly expensive, especially to get water up because water's so heavy. So you got to figure out how to do things on the surface of these places without having to have a ton of equipment. Well, they're going to use the stuff that's found in shrimp shells or crab shells or whatever, or fish. What are they called? What are the little scales? That's the one. To be able to combine that with the regolith on the planet, that's the dirt, and be able to combine and to be able to make physical things like structures or tools, whatever, to be able to live there once we get there. That's going to be really tough. But it's possible, I guess, and it sounds like it's dope. Now, the problem where you have to fly a bunch of like fish scales out into space, I guess you probably don't put it in the passenger cabin, but imagine being stuck going to Mars for 9 months having to smell dead fish or shrimp shells. Ugh. Anyway, that's fascinating. I hope we do in 2024 put people on the moon. And I hope it's without problems for both the people whose lives would be in trouble, but also just because the idea of exploring space is so rad. And the problems that we have here, we're clearly not going to address. So if we can learn something about the rest of the solar system in the meantime before we snuff ourselves out, that would be cool. All right. Going fast, I think specifically being able to get back from space through the atmosphere onto Earth has a new twist. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! The future of going really fast could be as simple as blasting that pesky air that resists you with some sweet, sweet lasers. So the story at thedrive.com, the top comment's awesome. You do this with a missile, and now you've got a photon torpedo. Oh, shoot yourself a Death Star, cool. So I gotta tell you, you really got no excuse left not to vote other than just being a turd. Because even an astronaut serving aboard the ISS is going to be able to vote from space. Can't wait to see the conspiracy theories. NASA is fake, so this isn't even possible. Shouldn't be hard to vote from a Hollywood set. And finally, scientists have discovered a new section of the bird brain suggesting they're smarter than we previously knew. Imagine the dinosaurs evolving into tiny birds and now being smart enough to stop the humans only to be too little. Don't you wish you had these thumbs? Yeah, stupid dinosaurs. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Thanks for stopping by and listening today. The end of the show. We love having you. It's just me, so I love having you. Hi. Tell a friend. If you could like or review this, if you could give it 5 stars and a nice review, I'd be very grateful. If you're going to give it like 2 stars and talk trash about how stupid my voice is or whatever, just buzz off.
This is the end of the show. The end of the end of the show. The end of the show.
The end of the show.
The end of the show.
All right, thanks.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.